This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you may join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype in moments. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Going to start out with breaking news about our friend and former co-host, sometime guest co-host on the show, Ademo Freeman, who is the founder of CopBlock.org. Mark, how would you describe CopBlock.org? As somebody who's relatively on the outside, you don't go out and actively participate in
CopBlock. No, I got no interest in that crap.
What is crap about CopBlock, sir?
Get it going to jail.
Oh, okay. So not holding the police accountable and for their actions?
Yeah.
That's not crap?
I think that they've done good things.
How about informing people of their rights?
You know,
that's a good idea, right?
Sometimes I feel like people get the government they deserve. You know, I mean... I wouldn't go out and spend my time. I just wouldn't do it. I mean,
anyway, go ahead with your definition.
All right.
Try not to be too rude.
CopBlock is an organization of people that, they're trying to hold police accountable. Oftentimes they'll use cameras. They'll participate in the arrest at times, trying to inform people of their rights and that sort of thing. That would separate them from CopWatch, which was an organization, which I haven't heard much from them in the past.
They're still around.
So I've heard, but I mean, you know, what are they doing and where are they? I don't know.
Watching cops.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
And it's good to have video. I think that it's good to, you know, keep people accountable, especially people that you work for. If I had a place of employment, I wouldn't have a problem videotaping employees. And nominally, that's what police are to us.
So just to be clear, then, the crap is the getting arrested crap is what you meant by that. You didn't mean the activism behind CopBlock then.
Yeah, I think that I think there's value to it. I think it benefits me. I just wouldn't do it.
Sure. In fact, their website's way more popular than ours is, and their Facebook page.
But they were launched on this show.
We certainly helped them launch CopBlock. I wouldn't say they were on the show when CopBlock launched, but we were certainly one of the earliest sponsors of the various different tours that founders Pete and Ademo have gone on. And we have Brian Sumner with us here tonight on Skype. Brian, you're in Kansas City via Skype. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, welcome. How would you correct Mark's description? I thought he did okay once we got past the derogatory term of describing CopBlock. What do you think?
About CopBlock?
Yeah.
Well, CopBlock is simply the idea that badges don't grant us rights. And I think anybody can get behind that, whether they hold a camera or not.
Not every cop apparently agrees. There was a video where you guys were almost surrounded by police in Noblesville, Indiana, where they actually insisted that they have fewer rights than the regular folk do. What did you think about that?
Well, I think that just comes from like the in general ignorance of government employees, soldiers, cops, FBI agents, CIA agents, the NSA. They're all told that they're held to a higher standard, and they're all like propagated and fed this idea that everybody around them could also be the enemy. And so when you combine the idea that you have less rights, but the fact that everybody else is trying to attack you, you almost inherently like develop an aggressive personality. And then you go around violating the rights of others, trying to protect the idea that you have less rights than people and that you are held to this standard almost.
Yeah, it was funny that in the video, which was nearly 15 minutes, it was over 15 minutes long, where they detained you guys, and we'll get into the reason why and how that led ultimately to Ademo being arrested early this morning here in a moment. But they claim that one of the cops claims that they have fewer rights than the average person because they're held to a higher standard. And Ademo pointed out...
What is that higher standard?
That's the thing. Ademo pointed out that, this year alone there have been 800 killings by police and only 11 officers have been actually held accountable in any kind of way for it. Was that the right statistic, do you recall?
I believe it was 11, maybe it was 13. I can't recall the exact statistic.
And the cop, of course, balked and said, well, where'd you get that statistic from? And Damo cited a few sources for him.
Yeah, there's that point. I mean, you know, that's what's going on. I, as a citizen here, and I don't feel like I've got a dog in this race, I'd love it to be proven that our stalwarts, paladins of justice, are doing the greatest job. I just don't see the evidence for it. I feel like there can be some improvements in the area of law enforcement in this country. And I do think that it's really common, not just for police or military people or people generally, but mostly groups. This is a function of human groups, is that they believe that they are the underdog, that they are beset. So I'll use the best example I can come up with. Christianity in this country is by far the single most claimed religion, and you'll hear the war on Christmas mantra beginning in relatively short order. And to believe that somehow, the largest group in the country are somehow the ones that are at the being maligned and mistreated seems kind of misguided to me. And then it just goes to show that it doesn't matter how big or small your group is, you always think it's the other guy that's out to get you.
So, well, Brian, go ahead.
It's relatively ambiguous, too, to even think that there could be a war on a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there are people that out there that don't want to, you know, like I met a Jewish woman who said, when I said Merry Christmas to her, and I'm Jewish too, she's like, I'm Jewish, I don't celebrate Christmas. You know, she clearly has a little, a rod in her posterior about this particular holiday. Now, I don't care, and again, I don't have a horse in the race, but there you go.
Hey, Brian, so let's take things to forward a little bit, and then we'll go back and explain what happened. Last night, Adamo was arrested. It was fairly early, I guess early this morning, like 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern Time. He was arrested by Shawnee, Kansas police on a warrant. The police at the time claimed that it was a felony warrant for criminal mischief, which I didn't even know there was a felony for, and maybe there isn't, because it actually turns out in the news that I just broke over at freekeen.com just moments before the show, it turns out it was actually a Class B misdemeanor. So that's the good news. The bad news is Ademo's in jail until further notice. Hopefully he'll be released maybe on PR or whatever on Monday. But this was a warrant for chalking, isn't that right?
Yeah, I believe so. The day before the tour kicked off, we stopped in Noblesville, Indiana, and met up with a couple of Cop Block Network contributors and the founder of one of the local Cop Block groups down there. And we were hanging out. We decided to go and chalk the police station, have a little protest.
Because that's something people can do. I mean, it's a fairly easy thing to go and chalk a sidewalk. They'll get a little uppity if you chalk the side of a building. They might arrest for that in some places. But
they'll arrest for memorials as well.
Yeah. So going and chalking the police, there's actually a sort of a national day of chalking the police that copblock.org puts on and encourages people to go down to their local police departments and state police troops barracks and stuff and chalk messages of police accountability. We've done it here in Keene on a number of occasions, and we're relatively unmolested by the police regarding this. But you guys were targeted that very – was it the same night when Noblesville PD, I guess, found you all in a parking lot somewhere and then proceeded to detain you for nearly a quarter of an hour?
It was like relatively probably 2 hours later maybe. We left there, went over to one of the Cop Block contributors' houses, hung out for a little bit, just socialized. And then we decided we were going to head out to this Walmart that was right on the freeway. Crash there for the night, get up early, and finish the drive into Illinois. So we got to the Walmart, then we went to a White Castle.
Okay, and the police, and, we don't need all those details, but like, the police surrounded you at some point, right? And
leaving, after we got back to the RV from the restaurant, there were police just waiting for us there, like all standing around. And they had, shining their lights on Mac. The mobile accountability for cops RV, and when we showed up, they asked us, like, are you guys a part of this vehicle? If you're with this vehicle, we need your IDs. And Ademo did most of the talking, mainly because they're his vehicles. And he was just like, well, tell me what's going on, you know, and I'll give you my ID if it seems like a reasonable, you know, request, blah, blah, blah.
And ultimately, they did not arrest you on that particular evening, but they did tell you why they were investigating you. And the claim was that during the chalking, and there was definitely chalking that was going on. They had what's called liquid chalk. We can talk more about that. But during the chalking, the police claimed someone used yellow spray paint. And now Ademo's in jail over this. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute with four keys to choosing a home. First, know what you can afford and how much cash you'll need before looking at any homes. This will save you the disappointment that can come along from falling in love with a property that's out of reach. Second, location. Learn about the neighborhood, sample the commute, talk to neighbors, research the schools, shops, and nearby amenities. Next, consider your range of choices. There are single-family, multifamily, townhomes, condos, and co-ops. Decide which is best for you and refine your search from there. Last, obtain a valid pre-approval before you make any offer. Your pre-approval gives you and the seller confidence in your ability to close the deal once you've found a home that's right for you. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're here on Free Talk Live. You can join us. Our toll-free number, maybe you want to discuss the situation with the police in the United States and around the rest of the world as well. You can discuss that with us or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our friend and sometime co-host, Damo Freeman from CopBlock.org, the founder, one of the founders of CopBlock.org, has been arrested again, and as you know, has been a bit of a pattern for Damo, and that's what happens when you challenge the police state. You know, if you're one of the most visible people out there holding the police accountable, well, you shouldn't be surprised when the police decide to target you, and that's what's happened here. The police arresting him in Kansas for a warrant out of Indiana, where the police in Indiana are alleging that Damo spray-painted or used some sort of yellow paint while there was a cop block chalking event going on outside of the police station. They claim that someone, and I presume they're accusing Damo of this, was involved in actually not using chalk but using paint. And we'll continue with Brian Sumner from the Cop Block Mac Tour, which we didn't really get into. We've actually had both Damo and Brian on recent episodes to talk about their tour, which is them, you know, driving around in an RV called Mac, which stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. And the idea is to, you know, go around to various different locations, meet up with cop blockers all around the country, and hold the police accountable. In short, you can go to copblock.org/MAC, M-A-C, to learn more about that.
My Magic Mud. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you are familiar with me talking about it. I love this tooth care product. It is a whitening product. It's all natural. Doesn't have any chemicals in it. It's just charcoal from coconut husks and bentonite clay mixed together. It's completely natural. It's backed by dozens of dentists, and it gets your teeth as white as they're supposed to be. It's not one of these artificial whiteners that will have you looking like, you know, you're some kind of monster in a UV light. It'll just get your teeth, all the stains off your teeth, and it's really awesome. I've used it for over a year now, and once you use it, your teeth will feel so clean that you don't want to not use it anymore. So I have to use it every 3 days. Otherwise, I start feeling this sort of scale that attaches itself. I guess it's tartar. I'm not entirely sure. But I can tell you my hygienist and my dentist have both said my teeth look better than they've ever looked before. So I'm sold on it. And you can get a 20% discount simply to try it out by going to mymagicmud.com and using coupon code FTL. It's lab tested to ensure its safety and effectiveness. It's great for people with sensitivities of their teeth. It's mymagicmud.com, coupon code FTL. You will not regret this. This is one product I cannot live without. Mymagicmud.com, FTL.
All right, let's bring Brian Sumner back on the line here from the Cop Block Mac Tour. Mac stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. And they hadn't even started that tour. It was the day before they were going to kick off the tour. They were in Noblesville, Indiana, and went out with some local cop blockers there to do some chalking in front of the police department, and then later were accused of someone using spray paint during that chalking event. Now, Brian, you were there during that chalking event. I presume you didn't notice that going on.
Nobody used spray paint.
What do you think's going on here? Do you think the cops went out there and spray painted their own building or sidewalk or whatever?
No, I think that somebody mixed the liquid chalk wrong, and it came out a little bit too runny.
The liquid what?
And
chalk.
The liquid chalk.
Chalk. Okay.
And it came out a little bit too runny, and like one or two of the like, chalk slogans, or however many they wrote with the yellow, that was the color, were. They spread it out, and they looked like somebody actually had painted it out there after they dried, based on, like, the fact there was more water in there than was supposed to be.
But if it's chalk, shouldn't it come off?
Well, of course, but it just shows the poor investigative skills of this department.
Well, wait a second. Did you test out the liquid chalk before you used it at this location? Do you know that it scrubs off? I mean, is this a... I mean, it's called liquid chalk, but, I mean, had you run it through some tests ahead of time?
No, but it said right on the package, like, washes off with water.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff you get from Walmart, right? I mean, this isn't...
That's exactly where we got it.
Yeah, so...
I hear you. I just don't know. I mean, you know, like, here's what I'm thinking. This is my scenario that I'm believing. Somebody goes out to clean it off. It's like, this stuff doesn't come off like regular chalk. It must be something besides regular chalk. this sounds like vandalism, right? Like if, if they have to apply, you know, anything more than a hose to it, then fine, it's something else. And at some point, you would agree that at some point, say, spray paint is vandalism, right?
Yeah.
So there's something between spray paint and chalk that's vandalism, and I don't know what it is or what that continuum is. It's just I don't know. I mean, I don't know how easily this stuff came off. I guess that's what my question is.
Well, the police in the video said that they claimed that, there was chalk used. So that it sounded like they had tried already to clean it up. And then that was how they discovered, allegedly, that paint was also used. So who knows what the facts are in the case. I'm sure they're going to make their best case against Ademo in this case. The good news is that Ademo has not been charged with a felony, as the police had announced while he was being arrested. And the video of his arrest is up right now. If you want to see it, it's over at freekeen.com, and I think it's also on coplock.org. The police during the arrest were at least courteous. You know, they weren't thugs about the entire
thing. This was a different department.
That's correct. He was arrested in Kansas for a warrant out of Indiana.
Okay.
And now, you know, big question is, will Indiana actually extradite Ademo over this? Do you have any prediction on that, Brian?
I don't think so. I called Indiana a couple of times today, as well as, like, places around Kansas. And as far as I can tell, from the information that I received, that they have no intention of extraditing.
Now, this is something that I don't know a whole lot about, the extradition process. Apparently, there are different, each bureaucracy has different policies when it comes to who they'll extradite under
who they'll hold, too.
Under what circumstances. So there seems like there's a good chance maybe Ademo will be turned loose on Monday afternoon when he has a court hearing there. But unless the bond gets paid in Noblesville, Indiana, which is where the warrant comes out of, then in theory he could be arrested the next town over when, as soon as he leaves wherever he is.
Yes, that is correct. the fugitive status will remain as long as we don't return to Indiana and pay the fine or the bail and deal with the charges.
Wow. So basically, Ademo could just continually get arrested. Town
sounds expensive.
Town out. So let's see. What else are we missing here, Brian? With the story, Ademo's in jail.
So
right
let
now.
Me
go ahead.
Let me kind of tell you the story of how it all came to be. We decided when we were changing Ademo's headlights that we were going to save the burned bulb and then put it in the car later and drive around with the headlight out and try and get pulled over. We were like fishing for cops.
This is a great idea. Go ahead.
I love it.
And so we kept the fresh bulbs in the car with us. And then when the cops pulled us over, we were going to offer them the chance to provide us a service, which is what we pay them to do.
You mean have them change the bulb for you?
Exactly.
But it didn't get to that point because turns out there was a warrant.
Well,
Brian, you've got more to tell. Stand by.
I want to hear what the breezy on this is.
We'll continue the story. Well, it's kind of, trolling the cops to some extent. And they're great at it over at copblock.org. Copblock.org/Mac. That's MAC, stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. That's the tour that they were on that is now stopped until further notice.
It's a jail.
Yeah, in Kansas City area. It's Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio, the live Saturday edition here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Free Talk Live t-shirts are coming back. You can order them online now for the first time in many, many years. Just go to gear.freetalklive.com. We got one with the Free Talk Live logo on it. Also another with Taxes Are Theft on the front. And then the Free Talk Live logo on the backside. You can pre-order and get yours, or get your pre-order in before October 31st in order to be part of the initial run of shirts. Plus, there are ladies' cut shirts available as well. So go and get yours reserved at gear.freetalklive.com. That's gear, G-E-A-R, gear.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Brian Sumner is with us here from the Cop Block Tour, graciously spending the time with us to really kind of lay out what happened with Ademo Freeman last night, the founder of CopBlock.org, who was arrested, was initially charged with what was thought to be a felony. And the reason we thought it was a felony was because that's what the cops said on the video that you recorded, Brian, that is up right now. You can see it at freekeen.com. The video of the arrest, the cops make it pretty clear that they're arresting him on what they thought was a felony warrant, but the paperwork from the courts in Indiana say that it's a Class B misdemeanor of criminal mischief. So that's a huge difference, and it's certainly good news that he's not facing years in prison over this alleged painting, which the claim is that he was using chalk. Brian, you say that everyone was using chalk in front of the Noblesville, Indiana Police Department, but they are claiming that someone used yellow paint. And now they put out a warrant for Ademo's arrest. But you were kind of telling us the story of what led up to the arrest there in Shawnee, Kansas, which is nearby, I guess, Kansas City.
It's near Kansas City, yes.
Okay.
Johnson County. And so like I said before, we had a burned out headlight. I'm going to cough real quick. Hang on a second.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
And no problem. And so we were rolling around Kansas City, and we had tried a couple of nights to get pulled over, but I guess the area we were in, like, everybody has burned out headlights, so the cops just don't care. Saw like hundreds of them.
So you literally had a burned out headlight that you'd saved. You had the working headlights in the car.
Yes.
And your intention was to kind of bait the police into pulling you over, and then they would tell you to change the headlight, and you'd ask them to provide the service of doing it for you, which I think would have been fun video.
If they cared so much to pull us over, you think that the least they could do is change the headlight.
Well, they're supposedly there to serve and protect, so let's have some service then.
Exactly.
And so that would have made a fun video, but they changed the plans for your video by arresting a demo.
Yes. And so it was news to us, anything about a warrant on a demo. And that was half the reason, you know, we were out there. And so basically we had this plan, take the headlight out, drive around, get pulled over, ask the police to change the headlight for us.
Right.
A demo got arrested on the
warrant. Was there any alcohol involved in the creation of this plan?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just wanted to know.
A demo and I are always thinking of content ideas for the Mac tour. And that just happened to be a very convenient, opportunistic one that just on the spot we came up with.
All right, so what's next?
So we're sitting in the car for probably 20 minutes and, just like, I'm not really sweating it cause like we have no reason for a warrant, but they come back and they're both wearing, black latex gloves.
Uh-oh, arresting time. Them's the arresting gloves.
Exactly. And I knew something with it. I was like, either they're A, they're about to try and search the car, or B, a demo was going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was B, a demo went to jail. And, so we're here trying to raise bail money.
Now, and, the bail money, this is what I don't understand. So bail money, they definitely want to get bond money in Noblesville, Indiana, which is where the warrant came from. Otherwise, the warrant doesn't go away, and he can keep getting arrested. But the bail money would be for Kansas, right, or for Shawnee or Johnson County.
Yes, and it's called a fugitive bond. Basically, you bond out of where you are to go back to where the warrant is, take care of the warrant, and then come back to where you bonded out of for the fugitive and show them that you took care of the warrant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it costs more than twice as much unnecessarily, basically, unless they decide to just cut you loose on Monday when you see a judge or when a demo sees a judge.
Exactly. And then you have to make your way back to wherever the warrant's from, in this case, Indiana.
Without getting arrested again.
Right.
Skulking about.
How far is it from Shawnee, Kansas, or Kansas City to Noblesville, Indiana?
Maybe six hours, maybe?
So 6 hours on the road.
But hoping, in Mac.
Yeah. In Mac, which is like this target for the police, all the cops seem to know, I mean, it's probably not all of them, but you guys have had multiple interactions with police on the tour thus far, where the police have encountered you in just whatever circumstance, and they've asked you if they don't see the RV, hey, where's Mac?
Yeah, exactly. Right? multiple states, they've asked us that in different places, different departments.
You know they're doing their intelligence work.
Oh, yeah. You know there's some kind of cop forum where they're following very diligently where you guys are going, and they're talking about you. You know it. And there's probably like a game that they're playing to see who can bust you on the warrant first. And Noblesville's probably got some points. Or not Noblesville, Shawnee PD in Kansas. Shawnee. They've probably got some points.
At the end of the tour, they get to give you up the points on who got the most arrests, or they split the pot.
Could be that. People probably have squares, like guessing how many arrests there will be, you know, how many arrests on this side of the Mississippi, on that side of the Mississippi. So, yeah, I mean, they're doing all kinds of things.
So there was something you told me about, that a demo had contacted you through some intermediary and said that he wanted to be bailed out, which is kind of a surprise to me, given that, you know, Monday he's going to go to court, and then maybe that'll be PR, which could, you know, that stands for personal recognizance, where you just get let out and you agree that you're going to, you know, do what you say that you're going to do. So why do you think that he wants to get out so quickly?
To tell you the truth, I can't speculate on that, because we didn't really set a jail support plan up, like, because we hadn't done anything too crazy to where we thought we'd be going to jail yet.
Yeah, you didn't think jail was a possibility on the cop block tour.
Well, no, we definitely were aware that jail was a possibility, as was getting beat up and maybe even at like an extreme killed. But our jail support plan, we like passed back information back and forth, like, oh yeah, you know, this, but we'll talk about it more later because this is coming up. We got to take care of this first. And mm-hmm. then like a little bit later, we'd have the same conversation. And so I just remembered some key points from like what we talked about, got in contact with those people. He contacted one of them through a bondsman. And so the only thing I get to give is if a demo wants out of jail, there's a good reason for it.
Yeah, probably true. Are you guys trying to raise money for that purpose?
Yes, we are.
How are you going about that?
Through the Police Accountability Fund.
And how does one contribute to that fund?
You could contact the Cop Block Network, and they will put you in contact with the point man.
And how does one contact the Cop Block Network? What can our listener do who's interested in helping?
Anybody who's interested in helping can go to copblock.org and use the submit tab, or you could go right to Facebook and send the Cop Block main Facebook page a message. You could go to Cop Block Network Facebook page to send them a message, or you could even find myself on Facebook at Brian David Sumner and send me a message.
That's a lot of options.
Go to copblock.org.
Yeah, copblock.org would, I think, be the simplest thing. We want to keep it simple for folks, and I don't know if you want to consider doing like one of those GoFundMe things, but those seem to have good success. I'm not sure if that's the right fundraising tool, but I see a lot of people using that.
The main problem that we're running into with donations over the internet is that they take a day or two to clear.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we're going to work for the expedient.
Right. Okay. So there's got to be other ways to do that. So copblock.org, great place to go. Copblock.org/MAC stands for Mobile Accountability for Cops. You'll be posting updates to copblock.org/MAC-tour. Isn't that right?
Yes. Follow along at copblock.org/MAC-tour.
And I'm also keeping the updates rolling at freekeen.com, which is my blog. Adama is one of the bloggers there, and so I'm keeping a close eye on this as well. Brian, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. I think that pretty much sums up the status of the case at the moment, but I'd love to have you guys back on as this develops.
It's great to have LRN as a sponsor of the MAC tour.
Yeah, thanks, brother, and be safe out there.
You too. Have a good night.
Yep, Brian Sumner from the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour. It's the Free Talk Live Saturday edition. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. We're here. We'll take your calls. You can call in about anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I know, Mark, you want to talk about tipping. If we get a chance, we'll get around to that. We're still kind of on the cop accountability discussion that we were having with Brian Sumner, with our friend Ademo Freeman, sitting in a jail cell now in Kansas, because of a warrant out of Indiana that was issued for chalking. They were doing a chalking event out in front of the Noblesville Police Department, and they have since issued a warrant and arrested him for that. So we'll keep you in the loop as that case develops. The arrest video is up right now at freekeen.com. You can go and check that out at your leisure. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts as we continue here. We got Dave on the line listening in Indy to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, you godless hippies.
Welcome, Dave. Go ahead with your thoughts. I'm actually a minister, but go ahead.
All right. Well, this Brian kid's got a lot of spare time. I mean, he could have done something creative. Say, like, had a bacon cook-off with a bunch of models in bikinis in front of a mosque, or maybe thrown some poopy diapers at Planned Parenthood. That would have been what I would have done. Maybe not throwing them at Planned Parenthood, because then you might have actually broken the law. But,
yeah,
again, I don't know what it is with you guys. You just want to waste the cops' time and screw with them all the time.
Slow down. Waste the cops' time and screw with them? What do you mean by that?
The kid drove around with a busted headlight and then had the stones to ask the cop to change it for him. You know,
actually, they never got to that point because they ended up arresting him. The cops screw with us all the time. Isn't it only fair to pull a prank on them here and there?
No, it's not, because you know who you're pulling the prank on? You're pulling the prank on the cop that actually doesn't screw with people. You're pulling the prank on the guy that's actually trying to do his job and trying to balance his duty to maybe be proactive against crime versus the citizens' liberties.
You don't know that, by the way. And some cops have a better sense of humor than others.
Why would you do that, though? This guy has to catch.
Why would the police continue to arrest peaceful people who have never hurt anybody else? I mean, don't you think they should be held accountable for that?
That is, huh? You give me a percentage as to as to how many people arrested in the United States of America in one month.
It's huge. There's over a million people arrested in the war on drugs every single year.
I think the majority of
illegal. Change the law. Change the law.
Yeah. All right, Mark, what were you going to say there?
So there's a prank. There's these people online that make a living doing prank videos. I don't like prank videos. I find them to be juvenile, but Ian just thinks they're awesome, right?
Some of them I don't care for, but I like a lot of them.
One of them is that they take a water bottle, they put a small hole in the cap of the water bottle, and then they'll take the water bottle and squeeze it while sort of holding it down by their groin area.
And turned away from the person.
Turned away from, and it looks for all the world like they're, you know, okay, urinating in public, right?
Am I still right here?
So what they've done is they put together some a compilation of videos where they, you know, get police officers reacting to these guys that have done these videos of them pretending to pee out in public. Do you think what do you think should be done with those guys? Because I think to some extent we're talking about...
Any of those guys ever been detained or arrested?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, if any of those guys were detained or arrested.
Some of the police reacted well to it. Some of them thought that it was a real waste of their time. I'm sure one of them got arrested.
Yes, Roman Atwood has been arrested, and that was his video.
For doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was arrested for that, but he's been arrested.
No. You're not answering my question. Okay, nobody's ever been arrested for squeezing a water bottle of water out.
That wasn't your question. Your question was, were they ever arrested?
Close to that.
And it's fine. If you were asking if they were arrested for that, no, they were not.
This is live radio, dude. I haven't done an investigative report for you, and I don't have a memorandum of how many people...
Somewhere down the line, somebody in a uniform pissed you guys off, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, look, your amateur psychiatry has nothing to do with this. I'm asking you a question. Do you think that those pranksters, as I described them to you, deserve arrest? Do you think that that's legitimate street theater?
The water on the sidewalk, or the guy?
Yeah, those guys.
The cops' time with the headlights.
Well, one might claim that this was a waste of cops' time too. These
absolutely
these pranksters took the bottle.
I've seen those
in front of police.
The guy laughed. The cop laughed. It was no big deal.
Some of them did. Some of them didn't think it was funny at all. Others like yanked these guys around.
Charged,
I mean, it showed
these guys are charged with keeping the environment safe. And the environment, I mean, the environment of, you know, where people are walking in the public, generally try to keep the order. So maybe they got on their last nerve. You never know. That guy might have just come from an investigation. He might have seen a kid shot. You guys, screw with other people. Screw with jihadists.
How about the cops stop screwing with people and then we'll leave them alone?
Hold on.
How about that?
When you say screw with other people, look, things are changing in the United States of America, and they're changing in the area of law enforcement. The fact is that cameras are available now. People are seeing cops kick the crap out of people for no apparent reason. In the United States, people are shot far more often than they are in Canada, Great Britain, all of Europe. So, things need to change, and they're not changing on the side of law enforcement. The community needs to do something.
And screwing with cops is the answer.
I'm not claiming that screwing with cops is the answer. I thought that this was kind of juvenile personally.
Let me finish. The reason more people are shot in the United States of America is because more assailants are running around with guns. There's 26 million
people. Hey, if you want the cops to catch people who are shooting people, Dave, then you should have them stop investigating crimes with no victim. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. See, this is a problem that that a lot of liberty activists and police accountability activists run into, is that, oh, these poor government bureaucrats, you guys are always messing with them. You should stop it. Why don't you do something more productive? Well, wait a minute. You're forgetting the fact that the police and the parking enforcers here in Keene, New Hampshire, and police all around the globe, you know, these bureaucrats are aggressors. They're the ones who are going after peaceful people who've never hurt anybody else. Ademo has not hurt anyone, but yet he was put in prison for selling marijuana years ago in Wisconsin. And that's actually when he decided that he was going to try to do something about the police. And shortly after that, he founded CopBlock.org, and now it's become a sort of multinational or international organization to hold the police accountable. The police created CopBlock. Through their actions enforcing the war on drugs, CopBlock is an unintended consequence of the war on drugs. The cops didn't intend to create CopBlock, but by continuing to aggress against peaceful people just for having a plant or a chemical, they put this, planted the seeds that grew into this organization that, that now bothers them so much. And all they have to do is do the right thing and leave peaceful people alone. Please.
We don't know that. You know,
we don't know what.
We don't know that cop blockers would all just disperse at the point that the police stopped enforcing the war on drugs.
Well, it's probably going to be too little too late, but it would help.
There's a lot of people going out there saying right now, the police don't make the law. They just enforce it. Well, hold on just a second. This is really important to rebut because, you know, I've been on multiple occasions to the Concord State House, and I'm willing to bet that this happens in 49 other states. But, you know, admittedly, I haven't gone to every state house and seen the, you know, chiefs of police association or the police union's president there testifying how they want stricter drug laws, how they want this particular drug law, that particular drug law. But police organizations testify on a regular basis, many times without being called to testify. They'll just say, hey, we want to testify on this particular bill. And, of course, they're going to be allowed to. They're citizens like anybody else. But to suggest that police aren't in any way, shape, or form creating the law, you know, is nonsensical. Plus, when a law is created, legislators don't exactly know how it's going to be enforced. It's the executive branch that creates the enforcement of a particular law. So, you know, in many states, there's laws against playing sports on Sunday. You don't see the cops out there enforcing that rule. They use discretion. They choose not to. They say if somebody reports the sports being played, then we'll do whatever we have to do. But since nobody ever does that, we don't have to worry about it.
They can investigate a report and, you know, ignore it. So even if they were, even if it was reported to them that someone was playing sports on Sunday, they're not even under an obligation to send an officer out to respond.
There you go.
But if they did, the officer could decide, okay, I'm not going to enforce this law today.
Right. I don't want to be put in a cubbyhole that says, I somehow hate police officers.
No, you came to this begrudgingly. I mean, you don't hate the police. You are a critic of some of the things that they do. And you came to that fairly slowly and reluctantly.
Right. I was, you know, apologist for the police officers on a regular basis. But I've come to the conclusions I've come to that, look, it's protect and serve. It's a service. And Americans are not feeling served. And they have several good reasons why. So you need, it needs to be looked at. Why are police in this country shooting people far more often than they are in other countries? Well, is it, as the caller suggested, it's the amount of guns. Well, Canada shares about 3,000 miles worth of border with the United States. Guns can easily be run across that border if that's what they want to do. If guns are the issue, well, then we need to figure something. We need to figure something else out.
The police are not protecting and serving most people these days. They're a threat, and they really shouldn't be. I don't want them to be that way. I want them to actually provide a valuable service of protection. 855-453 is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.